Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
I started out with a made-up mind to one day cross the finish line. I'm pressing towards the mark and for the prize.
Well, it is a beautiful day, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning and honor the Lord who has been so good to us and watching over and caring for us, providing for us, and keeping us from harm's way. He's worthy and deserving of all of our praise, our adoration this morning, and we certainly owe him everything this morning. And I'm glad, thank God, this world's getting worse all the time, that we can look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh. Thank God, Christian, lift up your head, regardless of the circumstances. And I know your burdens are real. I know that the battle is real this morning. And I know that we struggle and do our best just to muddle through sometimes the day that we have or the circumstances that we may encounter. But I'm glad that this world is not our final home. I'm glad this is not all that there is. I'm glad the best is still yet to come. And I remind you, it's not tied to an election. It's not tied to the circumstances of this world, but I'm glad that it's in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And so we can rejoice in all things this morning. I'd like to invite you to Mountain View Baptist Church this morning. We are resuming our regular services this morning, taking all the precautions that we can this morning to ensure the safety of those that are able to attend this morning. Our services begin at 10 o'clock at Sunday school, and then 10:45 our regular service begins, and then, of course, at 5 o'clock this at the Sunday afternoon. So I'd like to invite you to come be with us, and may the Lord richly bless you. Hope you enjoy this song this morning.
Pain of the rider can ride every day, even place to sleep. Pulls on my back and cheers on my feet. Oh, I have been blessed.
I have been blessed.
God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Arms that will raise, a voice that can.
Father and mother who nurtured and raised, a brother and sister and memories made, our pastor to lead us, this altar to pray, stripes that can heal and blood that can save. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down. That rock where He leads me when I'm overwhelmed. That place where He hides me under His wings. Oh, He's not just a song. He's the reason I sing. Oh, precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Amen. Galatians chapter number 5 this morning. Begin reading in verses number 1. The Bible said, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ has become no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who didn't hinder you? You should not obey the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Our Heavenly Father, now God, once again this morning, we thank you for such a beautiful day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, Father. I thank you for your precious word this morning, God, that you preserved down through the years of time to every generation that might look into the truth. I have the word of God this morning. I thank you, Lord, for those that we made mention of this morning, God, that you might visit with them, minister under the needs of the sick, and those this morning, God, that are struggling, those that are wrestling, have those that are in the midst of the battle this morning, God, the trials and the tests and the temptations this morning, God, that you might give them strength, God of heaven, to rise above these things and be more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this morning that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst. May the name of Christ be exalted. May some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. I pray that you'd anoint your men wherever they stand this morning, God, that might boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. Bless, and we'll thank you for everything that's accomplished this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and amen this morning. May I say first of all this morning, that many have used part of this text in verse number 4 that says you're fallen from grace. They've used that as a denomination, or they've used that as a doctrinal standpoint this morning to say that you can lose your salvation. But if you take into the account everything that the Apostle Paul said this morning, here in this text, brother, the Galatians who had believed Christ and believed upon his name, we're now trying to go back under the law and be justified by the things of the law this morning. The Bible makes it plain, brother. It's either law or it's grace this morning. It can't be both. Dear friend, though the law may bring us to, and is our schoolmaster to bring us to grace this morning, brother, there's nothing that you can do to be saved outside believing upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. But I want you to take thought notice of what the Bible said in verse 7. Paul said, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning failing to finish. Failing to finish this morning. Paul said, you did run well, but now you've been hindered. I am the race this morning. In chapter 1 of Galatians, Paul said, how soon you have been removed from the truth this morning. Chapter 3, he said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should believe another gospel this morning. Chapter 6, and verses 1, they've been overtaken in a fault. But here in chapter 5, Paul said, you've been hindered in this race. And certainly our Christian life is compared to a race. Paul reminds us to forget those things which are behind us and to reach to those things which are before us. I am to press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in the Lord Jesus Christ. He reminds us to run this race with patience that is set before us. I am to run that we might win. How, dear friend, that we might obtain the prize this morning. Amen. Now, here they are. They believe the gospel. They've heard the truth. And now, for some reason, they're falling by the wayside this morning. Dear friend, how sad that we live in a time of a great falling away, not only from the faith, but also from the race that we're running today. Dear friend, I know there's many different reasons why that we might fail to finish the race we started on. Dear friend, but I'll tell you one. one thing, Paul said in verses 8, it's not God that's hindered you from finishing this race, brother. He's given you everything that you've needed to finish. He has walked with you all the way along up this road this morning. Now, if you choose to go your own course and find your own way, that's up to you, brother. But I'm glad we've got a shepherd, thank God, this morning that leads us in the way that we go this morning. Amen. God's not the one that calls you to drop out. He's not the one that calls you to quit or to give up. Dear friend, He's encouraging you to go along the way. The Bible said, He that begun a good work in you will accomplish that work this morning. Amen. But yet there's so many today that started out well and they never finished the race. Amen. They've never finished the course. Dear friend, for some reason they've found a place to park. Dear friend, but yet the Bible said there's no discharge in this war this morning. Amen. God, dear friend, does not repent of His callings this morning. Dear friend, God put us on the course, lifted us up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set our feet on a solid rock and established our goings, put a song in our heart, even praise unto God this morning. And that God put us on that path, and the Bible said that the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter unto perfect day. Brother, God has given us everything we need to cross the finish line. So why are so many failing to finish the race that God put them in this morning? Well, let me give you a few reasons this morning. Dear friend, number one, many fail to finish the race because they fail to follow this morning. Dear friend, take an example from Peter. The Bible said that he followed the Lord far off this morning. Amen. Many have found a better way, have found a shortcut. Dear friend, just like the prodigal son, dear friend, they took what they had, dear friend, and went their own way. Amen. And yet the Bible said to stand, brother, and ask for the old paths, and to walk therein. Amen. Dear friend, so many today, dear friend, are following her. Now they're failing to follow the Lord. When Legion got saved, the Bible said he followed Christ. When Bartimaeus got his eyes open, the Bible said that he followed the Lord Jesus Christ. When the man that lay beside the beautiful gate, dear friend, the Bible said when he leaped to his feet, he followed them in the temple. Dear friend, the problem we've got today is many have failed to follow in this way. Let me say, number one, they failed to follow the Master. Amen. Jesus said, come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus said, dear friend, if any man that take up his cross and deny himself and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. And if any man take up not his cross and follow me, he's not worthy of me this morning. Jesus said, they honor me with their lips, their heart is far from me this morning. There's been many that have come to church, have maybe even joined up and got baptized. Amen. But where are they today? Brother, I'll tell you what happened. Have they failed to follow the Master? Amen. Dear friend, they failed to follow the standard, the pattern. Dear friend, this morning, I mean, have they found another way this morning? Dear friend, there's many that's failed to follow the manuscript. Dear friend, the Word of God this morning. It's hard to follow Jesus, brother, when you don't obey His Word. Amen. Dear different. It's hard to obey the Word of God when you don't know the Word of God. Amen. Dear friend, there's been so many that have turned away from the truth. Dear friend, because they're not found in Him the truth. Amen. Dear friend, you can't. Dear friend, fight the devil this morning without the Word of God. Dear friend, I'm telling you, Dr. So-and-so's words ain't worth a damn. Dear friend, and I know I love Grandma. Dear friend, but you can't stand on what Grandma said. Brother, you better have the saith, have the Word of God this morning. Have that many have failed to follow the manuscript. Have that God has left them. Have they're more interested in tradition. Have more interested in denomination. Have more interested in their own thoughts. Amen. I've heard people say, I don't care what that Bible says. I know what I failed, or I know what happened to me. Brother, you think your experience or your affections or your feelings supersede the Word of God? Amen. No wonder you're falling by the wayside. No wonder you're in and out, up and down, on and off. Amen. They failed to follow the manuscript. They failed to follow the Master. And thirdly, they failed to follow the man of God. Amen. The man that God has sent them to lead them in the way this morning. Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as we are followers of Christ. Amen. You're to follow the man of God. Amen. God has always had an under shepherd to lead his people. Amen. And he expects you to follow the man of God this morning. Brother, if you can't find it in the Word of God, if you can't prove him wrong, dear friend, this morning you better follow the man of God. Amen. That's right, brother. Hey, it don't matter what your opinion is. Don't matter what your thoughts are. Don't matter if you've been there for 60 years or you're a charter member. Amen. If you can't find a chapter and verse, dear friend, this morning, then brother, you better submit yourself unto the man of God this morning. Have that many have fallen out and fallen away, dear friend, because they failed to follow, dear friend, this morning. Then secondly, have many have failed to finish the race because they failed to fellowship. Amen. The Bible said, dear friend, how lovely it is, amen, this morning, for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. But it seems like nowadays, and those folks come in while the choir's already up, and then they get up and leave when the invitation starts. How in the world are you ever going to fellowship with anybody? Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, you're part of the body of Christ, if so you've been saved. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, it seems like you're moving further and further away. Amen. You failed to fellowship with the saints of God this morning. Amen. Maybe it's the circumstances. You've got an ought against your brother. Amen. Maybe there's a jealousy, or maybe there's some kind of a dear friend problem that's arisen this morning. It's time to bury the hatchet. Amen. Dear friend, maybe it's convenience. Amen. You just come to church when the notion strikes you, or when you feel like it. Amen. Or maybe it's just a clique in the church. And maybe there's just a certain few that you socialize with, that you speak to, that you sit with. Dear friend, I'm telling you, brother, Paul said there ought not to be schisms in the body, divisions in the body. Dear friend, we ought to have fellowship one with another. Jesus said, hereby the world shall know you're my disciples, because you love one another. And hereby, I thank God we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren this morning. Jesus said, here I give you a commandment that you love one another even as I have loved you this morning. Amen. Brother, there's many that fail to fellowship with the saints of God. Amen. And then thirdly, there's many that fail to fear God this morning. Amen. They don't fear His commandments.
Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. And if it ain't ought to be a frightening thing to sit on the pew and say amen to what the preacher preaches and then go out and do whatever you want to anyhow. Amen. And dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, there's no fear of God in our churches anymore. Amen. It don't matter what the Bible said. It don't matter what the preacher said. Says, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's my life. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we don't fear the chastening of God. The Bible said we're bought with a price and we're not our own this morning. Dear friend, we will be chastened of the Lord. Those that he loves, he does rebuke and chasten this morning. And God's only going to allow you to go so far. Brother, but it doesn't seem we fear the chastening of God. Dear friend, we don't fear the consequences. And dear friend, the Bible said that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap this morning. And be sure your sins will find you out. Brother, they'll expose you. They'll catch up with you this morning. Amen. And dear friend, he that tries to cover his sins shall not prosper. Amen. And dear friend, there's many that fail to finish this race because they fail to follow. And they fail to fellowship, and they fail to fear, and then fourthly, may I say, have they failed to forsake this world? Amen. And the Bible said, Demas, Paul said, has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Have the Bible said, come out from among them, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them this morning. Have been not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. And the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that's in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and these are not of the Father. Amen. There's many that try to go hand in hand. Monday through Saturday, they try to live in the world and fit in society and go with the flow. And then on Sunday, they try to separate themselves. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, if you're trying to hold on to the hand of God and the hand of the world, it's going to rip you apart. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. And woe unto him that striveth with his maker. That's right, brother. Dear friend, you can't live it both ways. The Lord Jesus Christ is not a garment you can take off on Sunday evening and then put on Sunday morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, have those things that you're trying to hold on to will eventually get a hold of you. Amen. Dear friend, there's many that's been held off. Amen. I've heard people say, well, preacher, I'm just taking this job temporary, and then I'll be back. I know I've got to work every Sunday, but preacher, I'll be there. Dear friend, I'm telling you, brother, God, you listen to me, brother. God did not give you a job, brother, that'll keep you out of his house. Amen, brother. Dear friend, this morning, you better be careful what you entangle yourself in, what you get involved in this morning. Dear friend, because when it comes in between you and God, dear friend, it's not from God this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, there's many that failed to finish this morning. Dear friend, because they failed to forsake him. Then finally, there's many that failed to finish his race because they failed to fight. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And when you've done all you can do, just stand to fight the good fight of faith. I'm telling you, there's many, brother, this morning that have given up in the fight. And if they just get frustrated, It seems like every day it's a struggle. Every day it's a battle. I dear friend, that we forget this morning. I dear friend, next time you go to your church, I dear friend, and you sit and look at the pulpit, look at that table that's right in front of it, where the words that's inscribed, "This do in remembrance of me." I'll tell you why you come to church, why you sing in the choir, why you keep preaching and nobody's getting saved, why you keep teaching Sunday school when it seems like and nobody's interested. Why you keep knocking on doors when they won't answer? We're doing it for Him this morning, not for ourselves. Finish the race, brother. Buckle down. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. The finish line's out there somewhere, brother. I thank God this morning the Lord will go with you all the whole way. And may He richly bless you is our prayer.